Really around Lake Mesa Community of Hope.
I'd like to call to order a committee of the whole meeting for the Village of Round Lake, May 5, 2014 at 7:20 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens?
Present.
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Newby? Trustee Simoncelli?
Present.
Trustee Trippin?
Present.
Trustee Rosensky?
Present.
And get a motion for item 2.1 to approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of April 21, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Clemens, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Public comment? Also makes sense. Down to community development, Henry. Anything?
No, Eric and I have been, Eric and I have been working on that business with the incubator program. I have now managed to talk to the president of the Chamber of Commerce. She's going to put me in touch. The first thing she made there, meeting and gave everybody the idea about the incubator program. It seems like it has spread out to be a million and one other little programs. But don't worry about it. We're going to get to the bottom of it very shortly, because I will put myself in contact with them, or either I'm going to the mayor and ask him directly if I have to wake him up at home. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And when I call them to you, you give me the information I want to know.
From a community that has an incubator program?
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
They have one.
Thank you, Henry. Mm-hmm. Human Resources and Finance.
First item up is the 2014 audit engagement letter. It looks like we've tried to get a lot of other
results. Prior to the regular audit engagement letter, we just approved earlier today a proposal from SICH for a 5-year agreement, so to speak. I think we need to look at it in terms of 1 year consecutive agreements, because each year I can go back to six and say, you did a good job, and then I can move to the street. What the engagement letter does basically tells about our understanding and their understanding of each other's responsibilities. So basically, we're formalizing the engagement letter for 2014 on it.
So you feel we have a little more with the
with pricing
and whatnot,
if they
keep it on a yearly basis?
It's always been that way. They lower their price significantly. Their business was being taken from a couple other firms, so it's very competitive out there right now for the auditing firms for local business counties. That was a surprise, actually.
So that we'll be going up from next week. Yes. Moving forward, everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
The second item we have is the 2015 fiscal year and the value ordinance.
Want to
take that in?
Absolutely. So from you is fiscal year ending 2015 salary ordinance. The actual ordinance is attached and the exhibits, which is exhibit one, shows each rate of step for the 18 members in the partner group. Just a few notes. The entire plan went up 2.2%, which is consistent with the public works union contract. Their salaries went up May 1st 2.2%. Each step in the plan is up to 3.5, which is consistent with that spike. Police and public works union members are not included. They have their own compensation plans. Like last year, recommending that retrofit will not go back to COLA May 1st, where the work moves up when just implemented COLA at that time. I think we're about a month ahead of last year, so it'll give people, our employees, more money in their pocket a little quicker. However, if you have a step increase between May 1 and when this is finally approved, if it is, that will be given retro pay. So it's fair to everybody who's out of step that they get that step increase and the retro pay associated with it. There's a chart in here, too, that talks about the COLA step increases and the five-year average we've done. There's 18 full-time employees and one permanent part-time in this plan. 50% of those people, though, are cap, so they will only be getting a 2.2% increase. The compensation plan also includes the general clerk, Laura, going from a part-time position to a full-time position, and then my finance director position moving from the 20 up to the department head level. And now leaving it open to the board to discuss.
Any questions?
Not for me. So you've got a long time.
Any other comments? Greg?
No, I think it's again, I think it's also well deserved and
okay, fair.
Fair, and you know, it does, I think, and it seems for us to make it a little challenging to put pressure on other departments for cost reductions, but we'll do it anyway.
So we're all in favor of moving this forward for next meeting?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes, I just, I'm going to make a comment on moving the finance director up to the pay grade that we did. Something that was brought to my attention, the only department head that's in the village was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 grades scaled back. And the board has seen time and time again the job that Steve does. We all know that we're missing that middle layer of management. It's almost a one dog and one pony show. And if there's anybody that deserves to be brought up to where the rest of into the department head categories, it certainly is that man. And I thank all of you for agreeing.
I think it's normal for you. So congratulations, Steve. I really want you to do this.
There we go. So we'll move this forward. Thank you. Thank you, Trustee Tripa. Public Works.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the board. Trustee Clemens, if you want to come to the floor for any comments on any of these items.
Not the only one I wanted to mention. Now, if Ron, go ahead and make a clarification.
I am speaking in general and wanting to get out running, if you will, on our approved capital improvement program to get several projects designed now to thereby get into construction this summer and completion, if you will, late summer or fall. So this is the first round presented tonight. There will be a few more committee do the whole next time. As we wait with cameras, if the board recalls, we have done two phases already, and this, what's in front of you tonight, would be the third and final phase to complete Lakewood Terrace from Coleman Spanky Court up to Washington Street, and a 400-foot piece from Cedar Lane to go down the hill to join up with phase one. Replacing the water main, going from a 6-inch diameter water main to an 8-inch, which will be accounting for the sewer is in good condition. However, as we learned on Lincoln Avenue, virtually all the sanitary sewer is pulled down, sanitary sewer lateral, how the sewer came, or vitrified clay pipe. And there were three that experienced some failure associated with some of the compacted of the trench back over the water main and maybe some statement compaction. There's conjecture there. Suffice to say, unknown in advance of those three houses what problem there might have been. My proposal during the design effort is the public works securing concurrence locally of the residents, property owners, to go in and televise their sanitary sewer laterals to see if there is any incipient problem. You get to work with that resident for some repair, ideally in advance of the project, maybe made part of the project, at the minimum some evidence of the condition of the should there be a problem shortly after our project is complete. Lots of detail there. I will be bringing to the board next time request to for us to purchase our own push camera that has a recorded equipment. Something that has some definite utility in this project. Patrick Whitman to do the design following largely phase one, phase two. So this one's pretty easy to do the design and put through big packets, get it out on the street. Happy to answer any questions on this one.
When would this likely begin?
I'm sorry?
When would this likely begin?
Construction, and there is a schedule, I want to say, construction started sometime in September.
Early August, work contract, August 4th. And it would be completed most likely by the end of the year?
Definitely completed while paving season is still with us. So call it mid-October. But we have good bids, which repairs phase one, repairs phase two. It's a good size project, pretty credible mid-size contractor with a number of contractors that will help the job.
Little clarification that I want to add to it with Ron requesting, asking permission from the property owners to take a look at with our hopefully new push camera, those lateral service lines. As Ron explained, we've had some trouble over on LinkedIn, but the thing that gets kind of delicate with it is here's these lateral lines that have been broken, probably impacted by the construction, but our code says that the lateral line, even if it's underneath one of our streets, if there's anything that happens to it, that the homeowner is responsible for the repair. So, you know, here we have a homeowner that everything's working just right, we do an improvement to the area, and all of a sudden they have a sewer problem. So it's something that we need to address with the homeowners and take a look at this to make sure that their line's in good shape. If it's not, what are we going to expect? How are we going to address it? How are we going to work with these people?
Thank you.
Move forward, everyone? In agreement?
Yes. Yes.
Next item is several residential streets in Valley Lakes North and Valley Lakes South where the pavement edge, I'll pass this around, near the curb gutter had some serious distress. And need some help before the distress continues toward the center line. Consulting with several engineering firms, and as that photograph shows, it was an actual coring of the pavement and the soil beneath it. We have pavement that is going to continue to fail in that area, and there is no cheap band-aid solution. Proper and necessary repair for pavement patients that are experiencing that 3 or 4 feet serious depression. We need to remove that pavement. Go with a thicker amount of base board, some places in undergrain, and resurface that 3 or 4 feet. Something we will look at in those sections is grinding the center of the road and resurfacing the whole road in that section that we take common. So this endeavor is the first step of several phases to save the utility of our roads.
So this is just looking for the design engineering at this point. You're just looking for the design engineering at this point.
That is correct. We're also the intention of doing Spring Valley Way segment this summer to prove that we have a viable solution, a cost-affordable solution, and then in the following fiscal year do another segment.
Is there any particular reason that we're just looking at Baxter Woodman? Have we looked at any other engineering companies to get ideas on what these costs? I know we always use Baxter Woodman, which I think, no offense, please bear with me here. I think that we need to start looking at other companies. I it's wonderful what they're going to do for us, but we're never comparing costs and we're never comparing services with others. We're taking this for granted. And again, we stop and say we're doing this with all of our services, and yet we don't do this with engineering. And I'm curious why. Is this an oversight on our part?
We have talked about it in our liaison meeting. We have discussed the idea of putting out bids for certain projects. I think in some cases it's been a situation where Baxter Woodman has already been involved in the project at a certain point, and this is a continuation like in a previous project, which...
Right, and that was good. Yeah. But this is a brand new project.
Yeah. I mean,
thank you. It was
If I might, Trustee Trapon and others, I reached out to Soil Materials Consultants to do the Corwin soil board and soil analysis, and that's what the photograph shows their truck on site. I pretty well specified, based on the results and consultation from that specialty firm, what we need to do. I do not have the equipment nor the time to put a package with plant sheets together. So in this case, actual written efforts are basically taking what I described, putting in paper, putting the necessary specifications together so that we protect ourselves. As to the services that Baxter Whitman should provide in the future, I think, versus other professional engineering firms, that is a topic for the current discussion.
Well, I'd like to start raising it, I just think that like everything else, we need to start doing some comparisons and, sometimes the bidding gives us, a little latitude financially, and it's just my feeling. I know we've all been talking about this, separately, perhaps. But I think it's time it comes up here and it starts being said in public.
All right. I'll make sure that we discuss it at our next meeting.
Thank you.
May I?
Sure.
I appreciate the discussion, and I think I have a pretty solid idea of where the village's finances are and your need to maximize the benefit for the scarce revenues or the scarce dollars that you have. Ron and I have already had some discussions about a project coming up, a payment management report, which Baxter Whitman had done several years ago, I want to say 2007, right, I think 2008. And those reports they do have a shelf life, a finite shelf life. You're trying to predict payment condition 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years out. It's well past time to redo that. Ron said that he wanted to prepare a statement or a request of qualifications from consultants. I'm looking for a copy of the most recent one that we responded to Baxter Whitman so that I can provide that to Ron. So we want to help you maximize these options, and we're certainly not taking the village for granted. So anytime you want to talk about things like that, I'd be more than happy. But I think between us, Baxter Whitman and the village, we can help you identify those projects where it makes sense. They go off for qualifications, and we're more than happy to help you guys.
Thank you.
If I might, since there's not too much on the agenda, this specific project we're going to just rely on. We have 110 lane miles of roads, and the vast majority need some help. Maintenance, all the way through the total reconstruction. We do not have the funding, and we have lots of company in that boat. But our payment system is continuing to deteriorate. I think most of you have heard me make this comment. The infrastructure does not give a rat's what about our financial problem. The payment management strategy, which is an established methodology, will help us take the best decisions you can to spend the least sufficient money. For a while, if somebody can mention why do we need to run the study, if this is the one I'm very passionate, that I cannot tell you tonight, I cannot tell you 6 months from now, but what those we should spend our committed money. Need that tool to help us.
Understood. I just think that if we're constantly reaching for just one company, again, no offense, but I just think that we may be
undermining ourselves in a good financial look at this as well. We just look at specifics and other companies, and certainly we go through this from time to time where you kind of do your homework to make sure that you're choosing and providing the best service you can get at the best cost you can get for all that you really need done. And while I'm really glad that you're watching our pennies and dimes and nickels as well, that's our job on the board. And if we're not doing this across the board with everything and letting Baxter Woodman out of it, then we're still missing a beat. I'm a little concerned that we're not looking at that. I'm not saying that they're not good because they've done us well over the years. We've had a few wins, but we do well with, I think, any company. But I don't think sticking with one company across the board all the time is really the answer in that. But that's my opinion.
Julie noted.
Thank you, sir.
Get out of the way, and I'm bringing this one in to the regular board next meeting. The Valley Lands.
So we're saying that we don't have a whole lot of time on it?
I'm saying in this case, I need someone to pull the right specifications and put a few plan sheets together for something that fundamentally designed. So this one, the pretty simple one, you can take forward group bachelor's looking up. Spend more time and money soliciting proposals and budget engineering.
Right. So the budget is the previous year, so it's carryover off, which is something to think about.
Right. So to your point, I mean, one of the things you have to look at when we're doing that is the size of the job. In this particular case, it's fairly straightforward. It's not that complicated. The difference between companies would be, to Ron's point, probably not makeup. Yeah, so I think on some of the bigger jobs, it absolutely makes sense, and I think that's what, one of the things we'll look at in the VA meeting is, hey, what are the right types of
situations? And I can't concede on this one. I think that Baxter Woodman knows very well. They were here when Valley Lakes was being built. We were part of that, if I'm not mistaken. So they, if anybody has the information on this, they would. So I would concede on this one. I just ask us that we're kind of calling out that question in the future.
Good point.
Thank you.
Could I ask one question? With the way that road is deteriorating on the edge, it's obviously done from refuse trucks, from our garbage trucks, from the packers. One, the core sample didn't show anything that was wrong with the construction of the road and how it was built. And two, if not, is there something that we need to do with monitoring the weight of those trucks in it? Do you think that that's negligence on their part?
I think we're putting me on the spot. I think our subdivision road construction standard was sufficient from a purist standpoint, given the climate that we live in. But that was decided years ago. Inch and a half of the binder, inch and a half of the surface with 9 inches of crushed stone beneath it on top of expansive clay soil. As you mentioned, the refuge trucks with their heavy axle loading. Is why the degradation takes place near the curb.
Is this a
when they go in and quarter that, though not here during the wrap roads of a village.
Is this another compaction issue that we have from these sub-developments when they're going in so quickly? I know we talked about compaction issues with a lot of the streets. Is this a compaction issue at these
outer edges? This is an issue where the structural strength of the road never was there. So throw in some freeze thaw, some water migration through the minute cracks down to the clay. Dry clay does okay structurally, put some water into it, it dramatically loses its structural strength. And then the wheel loading, refuse trucks, just adds to the degradation. Ideally, we would have been there with crack sealing earlier, and probably would have preserved the line without preventing the degradation of the preserves. So again, I don't want to be overly critical of decisions made. I don't want to be critical of decisions made years ago.
I'm just asking the question because in 5 years after we do the repair, I don't want to be looking at the same thing.
And that's why the added removal and greater depth of rock in the areas of the degradation. We cannot afford to reconstruct all our roads from one shot, so this is trying to attack the immediate area where it an existing problem.
Good.
But I don't know if everyone here is aware, but the village standards were updated several years ago. I want to say started in 2008, something like that, 2010. And we went to a thicker pavement section. Part of that had to do with changes in mix designs that IDOT approves and are generally available for commercial road paving projects. But we did go from, as Ron said, an inch and a half to a 3-inch asphalt to now 4 inches, 2 1/4 and 1 3/4. So standards have changed, traffic loading has gotten heavier, trucks are heavier now. So we're recognizing that, and several years ago we did update the standards, and that's what we're going back with for future roads. So that answers some of your concerns.
Is everybody fine with moving forward with this? Very good.
The next one is also a design effort to put a bid package together to do a third-place liner or 18-inch sanitary sewer, call it from Dorothy Lane through the high school property to where it connects. Into Long Lake sanitary sewer that goes north to into the county's interceptor by Sunset Long Lake. The use of Lake County Public Works televising and route cutting this sewer being susceptible to root intrusion and the gaps in the pipe that's there today. Cure in place liner we used on Washington Street and it's a very proven technology. So again, also looking for hearing a new package for natural wood and put together.
So Ron, one question on this one, and I forgot, apologize for forgetting to mention this when I talked to you earlier, is so the it does not appear that we had any budget money for this.
That's the next one, trust your money.
Well, this one, so if you see the account number, so on the financial summary below, account and all that is unsaid, has no budget. I'm assuming there are, but that is not sure.
This is the Steve Elmino. This is the true project, and I see
I believe it is. I think it was just missed on the budget side. I didn't bring my budget book, but if you recall,
I think that's just an oversight on our part preparing the agenda item summary.
So when this comes back, we'll know exactly.
Yes, both terrible.
Yeah, because, I mean, the concerns, the way it's written, it shows that the entire amount is over budget, which would indicate that there wasn't a budget item for it.
Right.
I'll email out the corrected budget summary. 99% sure this is an approved project.
So we'll check this, and if it is a budgeted item, does the board want to move forward on?
Yeah.
But not if it's not budgeted.
Well, I think we'll have to have more discussion if it's not budgeted, because we have to find it.
It probably just won't happen. Steve believes that it is, so let us check on it.
Yeah.
He's looking it up right
now. Yeah, I got it here. 50-53. Water sewer fund. Right, yeah, water sewer fund, page 50-53. Yep. Cure and page pipeliner. 72,000. It shows here,
yes,
100.
100,000.
Yep.
It's budget.
So this is a great
example
budget
then.
So
it's
winning the
budget, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably for everything.
Yeah, that's totally. Right. So I think that's the same account that's being used for the 75. So we'll have to get that clarified. So,
yeah.
Everybody fine? Yes. Yeah. Next item, sanitary sewer lift station upgrades. This is an in-house initiative for Lakewood Campus, lift station, Cambridge, Bourne, and Riverside. The control system, old. And several items we'd like to be able to monitor on our SCADA system are not monitorable. So we're trying to improve operability and safety. In the case of Cambridge Coordinate Station and the Dickerson lift station, one literally has to go down a ladder to find out by accessing the controls what's going on. If one of the valves or pipes from the wet well to the dry well, the wet well is where the sewage goes in, the pumps, the plumbing, and the wet well side to go into the dry well. If one of those leak between the two wells, we could not even access the controls. The in-house effort starting with Lakewood Campus, replace the control system. The board did approve two generators last year, backup power generators. Lakewood Harris would get the one that we already have that we've not installed. So I'm going to recognize we're taking on a sizable effort, what a very crucial and confident we can do. Lots of parts and pieces that they're trying to reflect in the agenda item summary and in the list of parts. Most of it is small, but the actual controller is $6,000. We shopped around. This is a system that offers a lot of advantages to us. Question.
So, Ron, question I have on that is,
So the requested amount is $75,000. The itemized, the estimated total for the items you need is $24,000.
For liquid carriers, we're not yet leaving Captain Ahern, have not yet got the parts and pieces for Jefferson and Cambridge Coast.
Okay, so this $75,000 doesn't need to be really all material.
That's correct.
Okay.
In the case of Lakewood Terrace, we are intending to put a new fence up, and a little bit of landscaping around it to improve the physical appearance. So we have a whole road there totally rebuilt. So make it look more attractive than it took to us today. For that small potato in the overall scope of the effort.
So we actually just the Henry has a question for you here.
What it is that you got a fence around the station, and it shows $4,500, and a few other things. Are our people going to put that fence in?
That's we were contracted out.
Then we need to have bids. Don't you think so?
Yeah, and we will.
Then we shouldn't be voting on this right now. That should come as a line item on a little later date.
Or would that be a separate? How would you handle that?
I'm happy to bring the bids at the time that the results of the bid in when I get there.
And what if the bids that you're saying are going to be $4,500 or more? I think what Henry's trying to, what Trustee's trying to say is, you know, if you're saying it's going to be $4,500, but later it's going to come in more, this project could be well over budget, and you're asking us to approve something within a budget.
It may be with a contract we don't want to do business with either.
I can explain a sizable in-house effort seeking understanding that we will shop around, but in the case of the components, then we try to build a system, and I trust his judgment in the compatibility of the various components. So as you approve the budget that has $78,000, seeking to explain how we're going to go about doing the work, not intending to have to come back for purchase of components that come over $1,500. Or the fence as a standalone contract item, conversely, I'm happy to bring the results of that bid in back for separate approval.
Were we planning to do the concrete pad ourselves?
I'm sorry?
The concrete pad, doing that ourselves?
Yes.
Right?
Sir.
I will say I watched Kevin go through this whole bid line by line, piece by piece. I'm surprised he has his eyesight left after being on the computer for many days that he put into this. And I know he knows his electrical stuff very well. I choose your question, though. I'd like to see us have at least some prior invoices or at least something from fence companies that we're going to use, to make sure that we're on target with the fencing so that we're not getting to the fencing and then, oh, that's going to take us $2,000 over budget and we didn't want to be over budget.
Okay.
Because right now you're also talking about $4,500. If you're only one project, you add three. That's $15,000, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm sorry, lost.
You have, this is one project right here. It's $24,000. You have three places to do that in. That's $15,000 that you're about to spend on fencing.
Is fencing going on the other lift stations?
Cambridge Court has a very deteriorated fence that should be replaced. Everything is a challenge unto itself. Sidewalk, slope, road. We don't have that one figured out how to solve that line.
But I'm not sure that this is really ready for us.
Put a
print
on right now. I think
it's
I agree with
Mr. Okay. Get those tested,
Well, I think to get the other list, itemized list that Kevin's working on.
So that's all the other component parts.
Or is it, to your point, not figured out yet? And you can't So let me ask, so you're bringing it to us now with really one of the three projects itemized. Is that so you anticipate having to spend a lot more time to get the other two projects itemized? And this will prevent you from doing any work until that happens, or?
Actually not. Lakewood Terrace is going to purpose. Kevin will learn some things from that will guide us to the other two lift stations. The two lift stations again with the dry well that's 20-some feet down poses a different problem. And Kevin's like a fine violinist that will study this to come up with the best solution. So again, my intention here is, and that's why I joined the word concur, and maybe I shouldn't have. And I should have said recommended action is be aware that we're trying to upgrade our infrastructure that are critical facilities. And so if you're detecting a little bit of frustration, please don't. It's uncertainty. Since this is an approved item, I'm trying to share information and detail of a challenging situation. Buying the fence competitively is the easiest part of this task.
So would it make sense, though, maybe to break this into three, to treat each one separately, since each one has slightly unique challenges? And that way we could say,
which is, I'm fine.
This one we could say either easily, yep, you got all the detail, it's good we accept the fact that you're going to have to contract out the fencing, and it's okay, but the other two haven't even been itemized yet.
In this request you're asking for $75,000, and yet you're actually only showing us the need for a little over $24,000. So I would be hard pressed to say yes, I'll give you the $75,000 when you don't even have specs for the other 50. So if we could break this, it probably would make sense. And if we could just get even, some soft numbers of some sort from the fence company so we can be pretty accurate with what we're asking for and that, we can at least get an idea. I don't know how we that number together.
I appreciate the dilemma we're in, but I don't appreciate it because if you look at these four pages, 95% of the items are under $1,500.
That's not the point, though. That's certainly not the point that we're trying to make to you. The point that we're making to you is that you're asking for $75,000. It's the same, give me $75,000. You're showing us in all of your numbers that Kevin put together that you need $24,000. When in essence, the other $50,000 you've done no specs
and nothing to show how it's going to be spent. So you're asking us to literally say, sure, go spend $75,000, but we don't know exactly what it's going to spend on. So from our point of diligence, at least speaking for myself, if you want to break this into three projects and do this one at 24, whatever, I would be good with that. And then we know that we have still left in the budget the other 50,000 approximately that we can go with on the other two projects. And that meets our needs to do our due diligence and give you the okay to move forward with what you need. Does that make sense now?
Yes.
Thank you.
To come back.
Last item. We had a functional set of homemade lifting forms.
Color photos of what you have black light that better shows the fatigue and pollution. And shame on us for not looking at those closer when we were developing the budget for this now current fiscal year. Factor in that we have a front end loader now that has much better capacity, and we do move things around, like the generator that we have, the front end loader, to lift and move it in place, and then pulling our submersible pumps out of the lift station. So I want to defer the purchase of one of the Western plows that's in the general fund vehicle equipment account. And it is about $5,000 per plow replacement, and spend the $4,950 to have a first class set of four that we can lift safely anything that we would be dealing with. Last for a good number of years. We shopped around for UCIF ports that would fit on our frontier front, did not find one set, which was in $400 of purchase of a new set. We have went along with our skid steer loader for several weeks. But it has passed at 2,000-pound lifting capacity. So I would like to bring this back to the board for concurrence, approval, to purchase from Westside Tractor a sufficient, safe set of lifting forks.
So yeah, I had a conversation with Ron about this, and you know, the fact that he's going to defer, he can, you know, defer the purchase of the plow because of the replacement truck that we're getting, which will come with a plow to replace him with a monthly budget. So I think we're in a pretty good position there. So, you know, it's a trade-off, but it's a safe one.
I don't have a problem with the idea of replacing it. The idea is we only got one bid. Did you?
That he didn't follow that.
once again, it's this same bridge again where we're spending $4,000 or $5,000, whatever, and we count pennies as it is, you know, and we're not asking anybody to go out and say, hey, I need three bids, or two bids, and I think three should be a minimum, and you pick the best one out of the group. I don't want you to buy junk now. I want you to buy good. And maybe good might cost more. But the bottom line is that because there's a human being underneath these forks, or behind it, or near it. And I don't want to end up having Eric to have to spend a fortune trying to defend us because we bought some junk. Just like this, I want you to buy what you need, but you need to come back with more than just one bid.
One set of forks. The attachment thereof that is compatible with John Deere. Most equipment manufacturers of motorized equipment will tend to build or have built the attachment successfully that fit their equipment. Westside Tractor is the designated John Deere distributor for this area. So
the likelihood of finding it cheaper would be slim to none, slim to left hands, but you can't tell. Okay. We've done our homework, and let's let it roll.
It's manufacturer specific.
Right. Proprietary.
Yeah.
It's proprietary.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yep. Absolutely. Thank you. Everybody okay with it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Any secondary comments from special guests? Thank you.
I just reminded you
Building is on the HP Design Jet T1100 scanner maintenance / repairs project. You want me to do this?
It's a piece of office
equipment. If you're not aware, this piece of equipment is the big water down in the building department.
The big one. It's really big.
It's awesome.
The problem, though, is you can only leave it on for so many minutes before it automatically shuts off because we haven't had a maintenance program with it. I don't know specifically when we purchased it, but it's been since I've been here, so 5 or 6 years ago. So supposedly the this piece of equipment and then doing maintenance on it was twice quoted. It should be good for another 5 to 6 years for a total of 10 to 12 years. It's a piece of equipment we used to use a lot. I'm not in that department, so I don't know if they still use it a lot.
We public works use it a couple of times a week typically because when we pull tie sheet the paper.
It was budgeted at the last minute, so if it's in the budget, you just won't see it in your budget form.
Yeah. Until that minute.
It was part of the addendum to the budget. It was presented to the village board.
So we could get a piece of equipment taken care of, if you will, not maintenance, whatever. It's really a waste of a lot of money. This wasn't a cheap piece of equipment. It can do an awful lot of really great things. So I think it's worth the many dollars that it's going to take to have the maintenance done and do it right.
Absolutely.
Without it, we'd lose a lot more. Even so.
Thank you. We'll move forward on that. Chief, anything you'd like to add? Thank you. Administration Beautification Committee, I'll speak on this. We've had some conversation in the past about a fund that was started from a donation from Ed Pallmeyer when his wife, Patty Pallmeyer, passed away. I think Ed donated, $4,500 to start this beautification fund. It's, we can see it. The fund is there. We've just never done anything with it. So it's time to do something with it. I reached out to, since this came from the Colmeyer family, started it, Steve has a budgeted amount of $5,000 per year. And since it came from the Colmeyer family, I reached out to Danette Colmeyer to see if she would want to head a committee that would do this. My recommendation was that she be the chairperson of this committee. She's asked my wife if she would help her with it. So there's two volunteers, and we have another person who has volunteered right now. The committee has three people. What we want to do is give them control of what they do. There's a budgeted amount of $5,000 per year, and I'm asking the board to approve that $5,000 amount. It doesn't mean to spend all of it, but that will be the amount. They will have their meetings, discuss projects that they're going to do, bring projects to the board for information. They'll keep record of that. They will also keep track of all of their invoices and have everything on file of what they're doing and what they're spending. Public Works may make some of the purchases and deliver things. We'll have to figure out who can plant what, who can do what. Public Works may have to help on some projects, but it's the first time that's happening. We'll see how it unfolds. If we're not pleased with it, we'll replace that committee next year.
My question is $5,000, I believe it was like $4,500 or slightly over that donation received a number of years ago.
Okay.
A number of years ago. It's time enough to pull out. Basically, it's in the mix. I can prove it though, if anybody has. There's a receipt somewhere that will let me know aside.
So then we need to put this into every budget thereafter.
Which to the five different engine forecasts for right now, depending on approval of the board, assuming
I think this is such a modest amount. Mm-hmm. And if it makes us look more attractive as we're trying to get new businesses and homeowners, I don't say no. I'm not on another side. I'm seeing it.
Any other comments?
Yeah, I'm on for it. Do they have any, well, we just got started.
Look, thank you. Eric and I have in-depth discussion about payments, but we'll...
The committee will operate pursuant to Illinois law.
Of course.
There's the word.
Okay.
Everybody fine? We'll move forward on. If you know somebody that might want to be interested, please let us know. Any new topics? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Clements. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned at 8:24. 8:24.